Welcome to The Creative Shift. My name is Dan Blank, author of the book Be the Gateway and founder of WeGrowMedia.com. A few months back, I wrote a post and probably shared a podcast episode talking about how generosity should be your platform. That if you are a writer or a creator of any sort, that if you're thinking about this idea of being seen, whether it's yourself or your work, or developing any kind of professional network or awareness of your mere existence with your ideal audience, that generosity is a really powerful way to do it. So this week, I was observing three different examples of authors who are doing things that are really generous. They're doing not just the typical, oh, I'm liking and I'm resharing, which is generous and great, and hopefully all of us are doing that in some way. They are focusing their effort on a very, very specific campaign. And I'll talk about each of them today as an example. And this is something that I think is, I guess I would call it a resource, or if I want to be dramatic, a superpower that all of us have, but I feel like we really very often radically underutilize. And that includes me. There are so many more ways I could be more generous. And it's why I want to pause on this routinely and think about why are we doing this. And what I'll cover today is the examples and the feel-good nature of it. But I also want to look beyond that. I help writers share their work and engage an audience. So I want to talk about the very specific marketing value and business value of being generous. It's not why we are generous. You can think of it as a distant, distant second. But it's there, and it's important to realize, because I think too often we overlook something like being kind, being helpful, being generous, because it feels soft. It feels like this, not that, those things are being soft, but in terms of a business value, we'd think, well, that feels good, Dan, but how on earth is that going to help me move my writing career forward? It can feel just very inspirational and maybe a little trite and kind of vague. But I genuinely think, again, beyond just the value of actually being a good human being and helping other people, which is the primary thing, I think it's great marketing. I think it's great for building your platform, and I want to talk about that today. Okay, so what I like about these three examples is that they're not about saying, hey everyone, I'm giving away a free iPad, you know, give your name below, and then you get to spam them with stuff. All of these examples are focused on giving away books or helping to share books. So it's the kind of thing where it's just like, if you're an author, this should be right in your wheelhouse, this idea that books are a good thing. People want more books. Authors want their books shared. So if I can spread this in some way, that inherently this aligns to your values. And I think, too, this is a bit of a, not a trick, but so many writers and so many creators I speak to or see online will bemoan the fact that it looks a bit like on Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram or even to a degree TikTok, all these people who've developed an audience, a big audience, they did that years ago when it was so much easier to do that on these social networks. And now, today, for me, oh, it's so much harder now. They had a big leg up and I don't have that. And whether or not that is or is not true, I find that the idea of generosity is one of these amazing things that gets people, that gets people's attention. That it cuts through people who might you might fear otherwise wouldn't pay attention to you, wouldn't have the time for you, wouldn't look at your stuff because maybe you're too new, you don't have a book out yet, you don't have credentials, you don't have a platform. Generosity is the thing that gets them to notice. It gets them to be open immediately to connecting with what you're doing, because what you are doing aligns to their values. It aligns to their why. It aligns to what they want to see more of in the world. It aligns to what they want to be aligned with. Okay, so let's dig into the three examples. The first I saw this week from author Allison Wynn Scotch. And I saw her sharing this on Instagram. It's a big post that just says, adopt a library, right on it. Although I think she shared it as well on her Twitter feed. On Instagram, she is at A-S-W-I-N-N. Just type in her name in Google, you'll find it. And she basically says the plan is this. So many libraries are in need and underfunded. So many of us in a fortunate position have overflowing bookshelves. So she was contacted by a librarian in Alabama, seeing if she could send down some books. And long story short, Allison has now identified 50, I think all librarians who reached out to her, maybe some are teachers. I think they're all librarians. In public librarians or school librarians, like middle school, elementary school, high school, they reached out to her saying, yeah, we would love some books, and here are the kinds of books we're looking for. So what she is doing is creating a system to try to connect people who can donate books to these specific libraries and librarians. And, you know, you can see the spreadsheet that she's using, you can sign up. And it's neat because these libraries are just all over the country. It seems to be just U.S.-based right now. But, you know, Arkansas, North Carolina, Montana, Georgia, Texas, Virginia, Michigan, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Maine, Oklahoma, California, Nevada, Alabama, and even a couple from the lovely state of New Jersey, which is where I live. Anyhow, so it's neat. And what she's doing is just encouraging people to see if they can send these books out. She has some goals in there. And it's just fascinating to see the scope of this, of how many different places this can go and the different needs of different areas. The second example is from Jarrett Lerner, who I've interviewed on this podcast. All these examples from authors, by the way. On Twitter is where I saw this, although I've also seen it on his Instagram. He's at Jarrett underscore Lerner on Twitter, J-A-R-R-E-T-T underscore L-E-R-N-E-R. And he's saying, educators and librarians want to greet your new students with new books. I've got 160 elementary and middle grade books to give away. And there's a photo, a really amazing photo of these four big stacks of books. And it's just neat. The first post on Twitter, the kind of official announcement, has 1,100 comments, 4,000 people resharing it, which has to mean that this is now reaching hundreds of thousands of people. Even if you figure I was doing basic math, because that's the kind of math I do, if I multiplied out 40 people times 4,000, so 4,000 people shared it, and each of them had 40 followers that saw it, it's 160,000 people. And then, you know, 3,000 likes. So it's a great illustration of how this can be shared. Now, of course, Jarrett has been very generous for a long time, and he has a big platform because of it, plus all of the books he writes and everything he does. And the photo is great. What you see is probably three quarters or more of the books, probably more of the books, are all different books by all different authors. And then you see he's got a bunch on the top that are his books. And that's great. I love seeing the scope of the different kinds of books he can be sharing here. And the third example is from author Stacey McAnulty, who I have interviewed here in the podcast as well. I wrote about her not too long ago. And she has a tweet. Educators, I want to, quote unquote, adopt a classroom this school year. Ideally, fifth grade. I'll send you, quote unquote, used books, things I've read recently. We can have Q&A Zooms. I can be a pen pal to students who want to connect with an author. Interested? Tell me about your awesome class and please share. And it was great looking at the comments on this. It was lots of teachers raising their hands saying, we would love this. My class would love this. Or other people tagging teachers to alert them of this. And it was really neat. I was emailing with Stacey about this, just kind of understanding her process with it, and it was really wonderful to see. So in terms of why we do this, I have no doubt that all three of these people are doing these purely because they want to help other people. They want to spread books to kids and libraries and support it. It's absolutely 100% to help others, generosity, period. But I also think that some of you might be asking a question like this in your head, which I will write this way. Dan, I'm busy. I'm stretched thin with every resource. I don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of time, I don't have a lot of energy because it's all being used up for other important responsibilities in my life. Why do you now want me to spend hours and hours to give away other people's books? Or to donate my time when I'm still just trying to find the time to write or just trying to get any exposure at all to what I do and why? And if you have a version of this question in your head, it's a great question because invariably you are dealing with such a sparse amount of resources. And you're trying not to spread yourself too thin. You're trying to figure out where can I put my time and energy in a place that will grow my career as a writer, however you want to define that. So I want to talk about some of the great potential benefits of generosity besides the most important one, which is helping other human beings. That's the given. That's the big, 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 big one. These are all smaller, but they're there. So the first is that generosity is something that other people tend to want to participate in. They want to share with others. So if you're looking at social media or a newsletter or any part of your platform online saying, oh, how can I get anyone to pay attention, anyone to participate in what I do or to share it? Being really generous is a great way to do that. The second is that generosity is a wonderful way to get access to people who are influential with your audience or colleagues that you feel like they are way too big or way too busy to engage with you. It's very often that I encourage writers to send an email to writers, mid-level, any other writer, and just say something nice. And it's not uncommon for them to say, Dan, they're so busy and I would just be annoying them and they would never want to hear from me. And invariably when they send that email, they get a wonderful email back. Well, I think when you're being generous, it's easier for you to send that email and of course, even easier for the other person to respond. Generosity is a great way to build awareness that you exist and that you exist in terms of the lives of your target audience. It gives you exposure to that audience as well. So this is a way of creating conversations with people too. Maybe you feel like, well, my book is not going to be published for a while, or I'm not even sure what I'm writing, or I'm between books. Generosity is a great way to start conversations and have experiences with people. Generosity can build word-of-mouth marketing. Even this podcast, even the newsletter and blog post I wrote about this topic today, available on wegrowmedia.com, is word-of-mouth marketing. I would not be writing about, talking about, and linking to Allison Winscotch, Jarrett Lerner, and Stacey McAnulty if they weren't doing these things. So I'm not pretending that me talking about them is just totally changing their lives or anything, but it's another way that I'm saying nice things about them. I'm linking to them. I'm putting their work out there. And some percentage of you will go check out their stuff, and some percentage of those people might follow them or might participate in what they're doing. This is word of mouth marketing right now. You're a part of it. And the last thing is that generosity builds trust. I've always said that an author platform is about two things. It is about your ability to communicate effectively and for you to develop a sense of trust with those that you reach. And it's not just about being known. It's about people, again, I wouldn't even say liking you because it's not about you performing. It's about people trusting you. And that can happen in a variety of ways. And I think about this with business a lot. You don't hear people say, so if someone says, I need a plumber, do you have a recommendation? I never hear people say, oh, you should hire John. John has 3 years more experience as a professional plumber than all the other plumbers in town. It's never some objective measure. It's always like, oh, you should hire John. He's someone you can really trust. It's always about trust. And trust can be defined as a lot of things. It can be, he'll tell you what's really going on. He won't overcharge you. He'll show up on time. It could be a wide range of ways to define trust. But I found it's always based on trust, and it's how we talk about it. And maybe you're a writer or creator and you're hearing these examples and you're thinking, Dan, most of these examples are for children's books or YA, or they're authors and I'm not an author, or I have a different kind of audience, or these were all library specific. That's fine. You can take the general idea of what they're doing and now apply it however you want. And I think it's almost more powerful when you apply an idea to a different topic, a different theme, a different audience. If you have seen examples of generosity like this from writers, artists, creators, I'd love to see them. You can email me at dan@wegrowmedia.com. As usual, you can find me at wegrowmedia.com or on Instagram or Twitter at Dan Blank. Thank you so much for listening until the end.